Creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
Create a retirement facility for retired gay podcasters.
So are you suggesting that we first unionize podcasting?
What about straight ones?
No, well, for our alliance people, you could move in there, or, you know, Nessa or Christina. But it's kind of like, it's the Pride 48 home for retired old gay podcasters. Oh, God, can you imagine that poor Vera walking around with her walker and her meat hook? Finally, I mean, here's the thing. I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of senility. I actually think there's not much time left.
He's only 3 years older than me.
We got a few good years left in him. Yeah, but you seem a little more together.
Three.
He's got a few more good years in him.
Hopefully I do too.
Maybe this year we should have a tribute for him.
He's not old and he's not fat.
At the 5th annual Pride 48, we might have to do a tribute to him. Just because, thanks for the memories, because he might not remember any year
coming
forward.
And I'll be thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of
burning toast and prunes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4784. LBFO for Wednesday the 10th of June 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Tell you all about my day, and I've got a couple of voice letters. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a 40 good morning to you. Big Fatty, it's all those prunes.
Colorful, magical, wonderful, wow. The captain is coming, just look at him now. Super sensational, special and new. The captain is coming with something for you. Here comes Captain Kangaroo.
Hello, tabulators. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Your tabulators today, because, y'all, that's what the main thing going on, to see who won in the elections yesterday. And y'all wishing a good morning to us today are DJ Ron and Gary with two R's, old Stink Pot, and Bill in St. Louis.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Herwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
You don't have shit to go in the little show today, so you play the long Fatty the Pooh music. You know, yo, sometimes you just gotta do it. You just gotta do it. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see, y'all. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Well, for my lunch, I don't know if I mentioned, for my lunch, I had some of the leftover Italian Mussolini spaghetti from Fort Wright at Fatty's, and more of the trifle that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, had made for Fort Wright. In fact, y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And let's see, what else? The Nip came by for a visit. He had been out running some errands, and he was axing me about some things that he had questions about, get my opinion. Oh, yes, Big Patty. He knows you've got an asshole and an opinion. It's true. Spoke to him. He was here. I don't know. He was here about an hour. It was time to record the LFC with old Vader. That show came out on Monday evening. And, y'all, one thing, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not. Yes, Big Fatty, you probably did. Y'all, you know, I dropped off my old Roomba Wacom at the CVS, which is a pickup point for the UPS, and y'all, I did that on Thursday, and it still hadn't been logged into their system, and I'm just like, okay, what's going on here? And checked on it, and y'all, it wasn't showing up or anything. Well, y'all, I get up on two. I say, no, that's not right. That's not right. Monday evening, and y'all, I'm sure it's a coincidence. Went to check on it again, y'all. It showed it had been picked up and was at the Charleston center to be sent to the recycling place, and so y'all. Sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the Earl. Yes, but anyway, when it was time to record, the Nip went on back home, and then when that was over, y'all, it was time, as always, to watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And y'all, then when that was over, I was piddling around, and I realized that on Monday they had the Apple Snack convention, I went over to the Apple Snack TV and turned on the Worldwide Developers keynote, and y'all, this is the last one of these that Tim Apple is hosting, and y'all, I watched it, and a lot of it was you know, it's for the developers, so they were going to get more and more out of it. But, you know, there were some interesting things that came out of it. One of the things that caught my eye was that they were going to put into, you know, when you go into to where your passwords are, it'll show you how many are compromised or you've used them on other sites and all this, and you know you should go to those sites and change your password. Well, they've come out with a way where you can tell Siri to go change all the passwords to something stronger with just one push of the button, and it'll do it for you, y'all, which would be lovely, just lovely. And so, y'all, when that was over, I was pretty much it was going on after 8:30, And so, y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills, and y'all climbed into the chamber, and y'all slept like a baby. In fact, let me just look and see how long I slept last night. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I slept for 8 hours and 12 minutes. How about that? Got a 99 score. Always good to get the scores in the 90s. And, anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, had my breakfast. What did I have for breakfast? Oh, y'all, you know, those English muffins, blueberry muffins that I'd gotten for, Tommy and Wes. There were a few of those left. So I took one of them and I sliced it horizontally in half and then put it under the toaster. And so it was kind of crunchy blueberry muffin halves, and then just slathered them in butter, and had that with my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and then I wasn't off. I decided I was just going to do my nipple walking inside, caught up on a couple of little shows while I was walking, and walked until The Price is Right came on at 11 a.m. in the morning. And so I walked, continued walking until it went off the air. And so then I had me some cheese and crackers as a little snicker snack. You know, I'm heading over to Shady Pines for supper. So, you know, don't want to eat too much now. No, Big Fatty. And y'all, my scale in the bathroom, y'all, it's just gone to glory. And I went on the Lesbyterian delivery service, because, you know, I've still got the Prime delivery and through the middle of this month. And so I ordered me a new scale, and it's coming for right, y'all. And I got one, but I think it'll make it easier to read the output. You know, the numbers on the scale. that's I did that, and y'all been working on some of the Ruination, the early years. Went back and redid a couple of them because, they're too long. They're just too long. So I've cut them. You could choose short, standard, or long. And, y'all, so I'm just doing standard for the monthly recaps. And so I'm working on that. Y'all, I only do three of those at one time because, you know, I do not pay. I do not pay for the upgrade to have the unlimited. And so, you know, I just take them three at a time. It's no big deal. And, y'all, then, now here I am sitting down to record the little show. And, y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes.
Ready. You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, the Laughing Buddha, the former number one fan of the BFO and official Spambassador. I felt compelled to call in after your little prompting about the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. So I thought I'd give you a little bit more of an update. Yes, there were Spamples. That's what they call them there. They don't have a tasting room per se. They have these Spambassadors, that's what they call the docents, walking around with little cooked, cubed nuggets of Spam with little pretzel sticks sticking out of them so you can pick them up and enjoy them. My favorite is the Spam Maple, I think. It's just a little bit sweet. So, and the museum is free. So if you ever find yourself in Austin, Minnesota, you should go. There's plenty of free parking. So there you are. I hope you're well, Big Fatty. Today is the 3rd of June, so let's find out when this gets played. Bye.
Yeah, I got to yell that, of course, is the Laughing Buddha. Used to do a little show called the Scooter Diaries, but think it's gone to glory. Big Fatty, you're just trying to poke him. I am poking him. Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And what a wonderful report on the Spam Museum, y'all. What more? First of all, it's free to get in. Plenty of free parking. And Spamples. And y'all, it's like Costco, but it's just Spam. Big Fatty and fewer people. Well, probably not as many people at the Spam Museum as there are at Costco. No, Big Fatty.
Jay the Hong Kong, Bill the Bestie is in another room, so I'm making this call alone. Giving you a little gas trip report. From our little vacation, when we left Delaware on the 30th of May, we paid $3.89 a gallon. When we got to Cambridge, Ohio, and had a refill on the 31st, we paid $4.82 a gallon. When we got to Mason, Ohio, on the 3rd, we paid $3.59 a gallon. And lastly, Norwalk, Ohio on 66, $4.59 a gallon. Fortunately, it's much cheaper here in Delaware, so I'm glad to be back for that. Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is the Haunt Cub. And Jay, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, Jay posted a picture over there, I think it was on the Blue Butterfly, of his three itsy bitsy spiders that are not itsy nor bitsy. And y'all, the tarantulas. Yes, Big Fatty, attack of the giant haunt cub tarantulas. It's true. Thank you so much for that, the mega gas report. That's just crazy how it jumped about a dollar up, and then it jumped about a dollar less, and then it jumped about a dollar up again. So it's just, y'all, it's just crazy. It's just crazy what the gas is doing. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you'll be having plenty of gas after you go over there to Shady Pines tonight. Well, that's probably some truth to that. I think that's all I have to say. Let me look at my list here. I told you about that. Did that. y'all, by the way, go ahead and mark your calendars. Friday is Cone on the Cob Day. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day, of course, heading over to the Vons East. Later today, Earl Grey will be happy about that. And you'll have another shopping. Y'all, I did go to the store before last Friday at Fatty's, and I forgot to mention it. Y'all, I got some Vons East French fried onions, tri-colored peppers, sliced mushrooms, and honey garlic marinade. Spent $20.05 and saved $10.18. Big Fatty, that's a little coupon, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Joy Bukaki from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Enjoy anything.
I think Fatty is actually on the borderline of
burning toast and prunes.
Oh, Big Fatty, do you smell burning toast?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.